The quality of veterans' health care may be closely watched this election year due to presidential promises to care for those who served in the military. Some doctors at the Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee say they're proud of the cancer treatment they're able to offer, and patient satisfaction at Zablocki apparently remains high. But a nurses' union says a recent announcement threatens to weaken services for vets who may be in crisis. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
A 2018 law supported by President Trump allows a sizable increase in the number of military vets who are able to use a private health care provider and then bill the Veterans Administration. Dr. Elizabeth Gore is Section Chief of Radiation Oncology at the Milwaukee VA and a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Gore says she's well aware of that law called the Mission Act.
I know many veterans were very pleased with the Mission Act. They give them the opportunity to get care closer to home. And I think sometimes that's completely appropriate and we help coordinate that for patients. Other times it's very, very difficult because we know that they don't necessarily get the same level of care. It becomes more disjointed.
Being an oncologist, Gore is especially concerned about patients with cancer, particularly lung cancer. She says the VA is doing more screening and finding more cases.
It's probably lifestyle. There's a high percentage of veterans that are smokers, and the majority of patients with lung cancer, unfortunately, are smokers.
By spotting the cancer early, Gore says the VA is better able to use a multidisciplinary team to come up with a treatment plan. Sometimes the treatment involves surgery. That's where Dr. Paul Linsky comes in. He's a general thoracic or chest surgeon at the VA, as well as an assistant professor at the medical college. Linsky says he's been able to specialize on the lungs.
There's very good studies that have shown that your outcome if you have lung cancer is improved by having your surgery done by a person that the majority or all of their clinical practice is in general thoracic surgery.
Linsky says he doesn't also have to do heart surgery or other types of operations. He says being able to focus on one thing has taught him a lot, including about blood vessels.
Lung anatomy is variable. There's a lot of different patterns that you have to be aware of, because if you take the wrong vessel, that changes your operation.
Milwaukee VA doctors say prostate cancer is another type of ailment they often see, due to most of the older vets being male. Palmyra resident John Staten served in the Army during the early 1970s. He went through 44 sessions of radiation on his prostate last summer and has been told he is now cancer-free.
I can't say enough of these people. They're your friend, their first name basis, respectful.
Staten says when he was working, he did not go to the VA because he had health insurance through his employer. Now retired, he says he'll continue to go to Zablocki as needed.
You don't have to have a whole chest full of ribbons or medals and stuff to get extra treatment.
A few months ago, U.S. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie told WUWM that the patient satisfaction rate at the Milwaukee VA is 91%. But some observers say that rating could sink if the VA goes ahead with an announced plan to change telephone triage staffing. The announcement says the Milwaukee phone triage unit would be consolidated with those services offered at the VA in Madison. And that concerns a member of the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. Dawn Potus has been a registered nurse at the VA for 19 years and since 2005 has worked on the day shift at the Milwaukee triage unit, a round-the-clock nurse advice line for veterans.
We get every kind of call that you can imagine, but we will get them to where they need to go.
POTUS says it's important to have an experienced RN answering every call, citing an instance where a vet called complaining of back pain.
You learn as an RN to ask questions to answer other questions. Come to find out, he was suicidal.
POTUS says she doubts the Madison unit would have that level of expertise. The VA responds that Madison already took triage line calls for the second and third shift, holidays and weekends, and that there's always a nurse on the line or available. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.